This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Love. I need love. I want your love. I need a la, 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 love. I need a love. I want your love. I need a la, la, love. This wedding day keeps tearing me apart. Please don't say no, you will break my heart. You should never ever run away from love. You know exactly what I'm thinking of. I can't hold out much longer anymore. So tell me just what I wanna hear. Come to my place tonight. Just let me hold you tight. Take me on the way to everlasting love. Come to my place tonight. Let's misbehave tonight. Take me on the way to everlasting love. I need love. I want your love. Oh yes, I need.
Everything you said to me was dead to me. Let it be a bygone, how you python. Mama said never dance with snakes with the lights on. Why Watch me shimmy till the lights go dimmy while I leave him the juice and I drink all the Henny. Anybody probably see me at the open mic pissy drunk. Here she come with her little raps and her bottle. Genie gypsy boots, boots she would swallow. Kiss the apostle when she couldn't find her Jesus. She's just a little lost, a little sad, a little lost, a little lonely after her and lover boy to hit it off. Off with the offering, probably axe or auction and block. Nonchalant, cherry on the top, who's a slave in the slave house, made out pretty. Lost my love, found my city. Everything I ever was, I lost in a cigarette smoke tonight. I know this feeling won't last forever, but goddamn, it still hurt like I got the cherry pop blues tonight. I got the cherry pop blues tonight. Everything I ever was, I lost in a cigarette smoke tonight. I know this feeling won't last forever, but goddamn, it still hurt, it still hurt like I got the cherry pop blues tonight. I got the cherry pop blues tonight.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Please, I would like to say that. Okay. I would like to say that.
I can't be a singular expression of myself. There's too many parts, too many spaces, too many manifestations, too many lines, too many curves, too many twists, too many journeys, too many mountains, too many rivers, too many.
This is Stuart, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing in for Jen this week, so sorry to anyone who thought they were going to hear her. Unfortunately, you thought wrong. Shout out to... shout out to all... Let's see how many of you there are. Turns out I can't see. Oh my goodness, there are so many different channels on this terminal. Anyway, I'm so sorry. The songs you just heard were Cherry Pie Blues by No Name, one of my all-time favorite songs in the entire world. I play it at the beginning of every radio show that I do. I think it's so beautiful, and I think she is such a talented wordsmith. And then you heard the Can I Hold the Mic interlude, as well as Bins, both by Solange off of her recent album, When I Get Home, which is something that I have just been absolutely throwing on repeat this entire semester. I think it's so fun. It's such easy listening, and it just kind of feels like spring, which is perfect because we're now rolling hot into northeastern spring, which for those of us who are currently living up in the northeastern quadrant of the United States means that the temperatures have finally come above 50. I am from one old Dallas, Texas, so for me, until about 3 years ago, that meant we were in the depths of winter. Actually, I just recently was talking to my mother, who lives in Dallas, Texas, currently, and she was telling me about how cold it was because it was 55 and sunny. And I had just been telling her that it was so warm because it was the exact same temperature. We were both having 55 and sunny days, but we had very different experiences. So that's all to say that it was a 55 and sunny day today, and we are going to play some 55 and sunny music that I hope you enjoy. I will be back in quite shortly, but until then, we're going to listen to a little bit more music. See you soon. Okay, and we are back for a hot second. All right, so you just heard absolute banger, Love's Theme by the Love Unlimited Orchestra, directed underneath Barry White. And we'll come back to that later. Just wanted to give that one a quick one. It is so good. So in order, you heard The Promise by Superfruit, which is actually a cover of a song by the same name that was published in the 80s by, I believe, When in Rome. I'm not sure, though. Great song, though. It makes me cry every time I listen to it. Didn't shed a tear today, but think it's so beautiful for some reason, even though, like, objectively, it's kind of bad. Then you heard Apples by Lily Allen. Quick shout out to Brett Lennon, dear friend, showed me that song, love it. Quite sad, but still good. And then you heard Yo No Sé by Los Amigos Invisibles. They are a Venezuelan band that I first listened to in high school. They make really great, just like funky dance music. I went to one of their concerts with three of my friends and my mom. Shout out to you, Mom, if you're listening. Such a fun concert, actually. It was really great. And that was when I was in a phase of life where I, like, didn't really go to many concerts. So I didn't really understand what was going on. And also, none of my friends spoke Spanish or listened to any of the band's music. So it was, like, a huge leap of faith for them. But it was so, so much fun. Really great energy from the band. Really sad what's happening in Venezuela right now. Love and support to them. And we actually have a couple of other Venezuelan artists on the queue right now. Won't touch that one with a 10-foot pole for now, though. And then we had Love's Theme by the Love Unlimited Orchestra. I think this is maybe one of my, like, top five favorite songs of all time. I think it's so beautiful and so much fun. I was in a class earlier this year called History of African American Music, taught by a really amazing professor, Stephen Pennington. If by some bizarre leap of faith you're listening to this, great class. But when we got to disco, which is what genre this song is, he told us a story about Barry White and this song specifically, where he was like, yeah, actually, Barry White was extremely poor. He was a gangbanger. And we're in this moment in the 70s when the Black Power movement has kind of petered out, specifically Black capitalism, which was a term for people who, like, decided that they would keep capital within Black communities by only patronizing Black businesses, et cetera, et cetera, just so that you would keep more cash flow within Black communities. Specifically, Black capitalism has, like, really lost steam, and there's very little faith in that, just, like, general hopelessness. Redlining is also, like, really becoming a problem in this moment. So there's, like, very widespread economic segregation, which leads to this kind of, like, stymied faithlessness. And so people like Barry White, who were sort of the harbingers of the disco era, or who more accurately maybe, like, appropriated it from the gay clubs that it started in. Regardless, people like Barry White turn to this kind of, like, super lush utopian music in order to sort of, like, reinstill a sense of faith in Black America. And we, like, learned this, we, like, were taught this lesson before hearing this song, and then we heard this song, and immediately upon hearing it, I just, like, broke down in tears because it's such a beautiful story. It's such beautiful music, and it's so hopeful, even in the face of, like, such intense struggle, which really, really just gave me a kick in the senses. But those were the songs you heard. Quick shout out to my Aunt Carol and my mom, who are right here listening. Thank you guys so much for your listenership. I'm sure you've doubled it just with the two of your ears. And yeah, that's about it. I think we will get back to some more music right now we've got some great tunes on the line. More slow paced this time for some easy listening. So yeah, stay tuned.
En el canto de las olas encontré un rumor de luz. Por un canto de gaviotas supe que allí estabas tú. Despidiendo últimamente todo lo que sucedió. Hoy saludo mi presente y gusto de este dulce adiós.
Mi presencia en tu vivir bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí.
No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad.
tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1000 años, muchos más, y yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad. Pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry, that was a pretty quick turnaround on those. But I've got a PSA to read because I am legally obligated to do so. It's a pretty quick one. Don't drink and drive. PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. End of PSA. So, just think on that one. Don't drink and drive. Good advice. Take an Uber. It's probably $5. Or just walk home. Get some exercise. And also a quick shout out to all the members of my family that are listening to this broadcast. Mom, Aunt Carol, Blake, love to have you here. And also to Jen, who may or may not still be listening to this and whose show I am currently subbing for. And speaking of Jen, our first song that we listened to was Soledad y el Mar by Natalia Lafourcade and Los Macorinos, which is a song that I first heard when I was with Jen on her radio show. Funnily enough, Natalia Lafourcade also frequently collaborates with Los Amigos Invisibles, the band that I just played not 10 minutes ago. And they are both from Venezuela, and both extremely talented at making music. Soledad y el Mar is such a gorgeous song. Followed up by Sabor de Mi by Eddie Gourmet y Los Panchos, another bolero, one of my all-time favorite songs in the entire world. A couple of interesting things about this song. First listened to it when I was in Argentina, because boleros are very popular there. But Eddie Gourmet is actually from the United States, born and raised by two Cuban immigrants, I want to say, of Jewish parentage. She was one of like few famous people that spoke a language called Ladino, which is a mix of Spanish and Hebrew. And she actually became famous on Broadway. She won a bunch of, I think she won several Tonys before taking off in the Latin American and generally Spanish-speaking recording industry, recording boleros. So she was of double fame. She died incredibly wealthy and incredibly talented. I don't know if you were listening, but that is such a gorgeous song. And she has a really, really interesting past, worth looking into if any of our listeners are interested. This also is just a song that's personally close to my heart. When I was abroad in Argentina, I was listening to it one day and I was just like singing it randomly in our kitchen, and my host mom, who I didn't think liked me very much, came in and started harmonizing with me when I sang it. It was one of the first moments that I was like, oh, okay, like, we'll get along. So really fun. I was actually just recently in Mexico, and a band started playing it in a restaurant as well, and they played it for our table, which was really fun. Anyway, I am... Oh, and here's another wordy one. So then the next thing you heard was Bach Suite, or Suite Number 1 in G Major, the Prelude by Bach. And this recording is by Peter Vispelvej, who is, I believe, a Czech cellist. But don't quote me on that. So I'm actually reading a book right now about the cello suites. Super fascinating. Was actually given to me by my grandmother. So a lot of family talk on this broadcast today. Really fascinating. The cello suites have a super interesting history. They were found in a secondhand bookshop by Pablo Casal, who is the most famous, is like the 20th century's most famous cellist. And he found them and didn't really, like, was playing them, but didn't record them for a solid 20 years for several reasons. The first is that they're incredibly difficult. There's no actual notation in the cello suites, so it's just notes. You don't know, like, what the dynamics are. You don't know what the spacing is. It's really just, like, a skeletal structure, and then you kind of, like, go from there. He also thought that they were exercises, so he didn't really understand that they were something to be recorded in, recorded or even performed in a public sphere. Now, That song is arguably like one of the most famous pieces of classical music ever. I think anytime you play it, someone will recognize it because they're like, oh, that was from a movie, or oh, that was in an Apple commercial, or really anything. So this book that I'm reading is really, really fascinating. It's just a man like excavating the history of these cello suites and how they moved around. They were essentially how Pablo Casals came to fame. Or what he like really made his name on. And they're considered sort of like a standard of cellists because there's so much room for interpretation. In this book I'm reading, people will often say that they'll hear their own recordings maybe like 10 years later and not recognize them because they're such like a living document, because there's no real standard. There was never anything set by Bach. So it's really up to the individual cellist, which is a lot of fun, super interesting. Also, a fun fact that I learned while I was reading this book is that now when we listen to classical music, we think of it as like a very serious, solemn occasion. You're supposed to just like sit down, hands clasped, and like watch a cellist play a song. But that didn't used to be the case. Now in classical music and in like live concerts, it's considered rude and a little crass to clap between movements. But in fact, the opposite was true when they were first composed, at least in Bach's day. I don't know if I could speak for like all of classical music as an entity, but when these suites were first composed, the standard was quite a lively performance. People actually often used to boo Bach when he would start doing organ solos because he had such a reputation for going off on these like mechanically insane kind of fireworks displays that people would get bored. So they would like hiss at him or boo, which I thought was a really, really fascinating fact to be given about just kind of classical music in general, because it's so antithetical to the way that we listen to it now. And I think it was so fun and could really benefit from a little lightheartedness. One of the people in this book that I'm reading right now actually undertook a performance series where he would just play the cello suites in bars where people like aren't necessarily accustomed, obviously, to hearing classical music, and the way that they respond kind of immediately changes, and it becomes much more of a like a conversation, if you will, or like it just makes it like so much more accessible. So anyway, so sorry, that was a really long-winded way of saying that was Suite Number 1 in G Major by Peter Vispelvé. Also really interesting because you may not have even recognized that recording. At least when I hear it, a lot of the times I don't really recognize it because I'm so used to the Yo-Yo Ma recording, which is much more like calm and measured than this recording. This one is very like gritty. And then the last song that you heard, which was maybe a little jarring, was Losing You by Solange, which is just a great song. I don't have anything to say about it. It was just off an EP that she put out probably like 5 years ago. Awesome one. And that's about it. I will probably have to sign off before in the next 5 minutes. So thank you all so much for listening. Shout out to Dallas, Texas, and to San Francisco, California. Hope you all have a wonderful night. Thanks for listening.
Just made me even sadder. I tried to myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away.
Talking, then you walk away.